The Emmys were announced last week, and leading the nominations with 21 was the HBO miniseries Angels in America. Next up with 20 nominations was the HBO drama The Sopranos, 7 more than last year. Our critic-at-large John Powers wasn't surprised by HBO's big tally.
When the Emmy nominations came out recently, HBO received 124 of them, nearly twice as many as the next highest network. The startling thing wasn't that HBO got so many, but anyone still found this startling. While HBO is far from America's most watched network, in fact, all four of the major broadcasters outdraw it every single day, it is the one that's been shaping our popular mythology. In a period otherwise dominated by reality TV, when the year's most quoted line is, "You're fired," HBO tells stories that have viewers talking. Is Adriana going to get away with betraying the Sopranos? Will Carrie really wind up with that aging reptile, Mikhail Baryshnikov? And did you see this week's 6 Feet Under, where that psycho hijacks David and starts messing with the dead body? Such excitement isn't purely a product of skillful writing, though that shouldn't be underestimated. It's a question of imaginative intent. HBO's best programs do for today's TV what the famous 1970s movies did for Hollywood. They capture aspects of reality and create memorable characters that go far beyond the norm of routine television. In fact, HBO is the wayward id of network TV, its shows presenting a murkier and more amoral version of already existing programs. The Wire is Law and Order without either law or order. Sex and the City is Friends, but with sex and the city. The Italian-American family madness of The Sopranos is a murderous mirror of Everybody Loves Raymond. You better watch out for those bullying matriarchs. And 6 Feet Under plays like a metaphysical riposte to CSI. Both programs always begin with a dead body, but where the cop show ties up everything neatly, Alan Ball's drama about a family of morticians does just the opposite. It suggests that the meaning of everything is always elusive, buried. Just as the 70s movies took us inside Bad Behavior, with all those Easy Riders and Raging Bulls, HBO makes a specialty of showing us fascinating jerks, from Tony Soprano to the yobbish Hollywood hangers-on in its new series Entourage. None is more enjoyable than the self-absorbed Larry David of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is like a Seinfeld that doesn't rein in its misanthropy. Where network shows shy away from controversy, think of how CBS pulled its Ronald Reagan biopic. Curb Your Enthusiasm gleefully brings sacred cows to the slaughter. Here, Larry David is about to renew his wedding vows when he offends his rabbi with an offhand reference to 9/11.
Okay. All right, everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's roll.
What? Let's roll? What did you say?
What?
You know that my brother-in-law died on September 11th. How dare you say something like that?
With all due respect, wasn't that just a coincidence? All right, poor
what
choice
the
of words.
Kind of a...
All right, that's
oh,
wrong.
You know, I don't want to do this.
I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't know that if you died uptown on 9/11, that it was part of it,
of the
tragedy.
Do I have to go on and on about this?
I didn't know that an uptown death on West 57th Street was part of the tragedy.
I don't think I want to do this.
Perhaps nothing captures the network's allure better than its brilliantly ambiguous slogan, "It isn't TV, it's HBO," which allows it to play a marvelous double game. HBO positions itself as classy programming for the elite, while also implying that it will give you all the nudity and swearing you can't get on free TV. It has the cachet of PBS, only cool, and this makes it catnip for the media folk who create the national buzz. Of course, as a subscription channel, HBO doesn't have to make shows intended to appeal to everyone. That was fine 40 years ago, when the whole country watched the same 3 channels. But we live in a big box culture now, with scores of channels, and viewers raised on the idea of niche viewing. These days, nothing is duller than to be stuck in the middle, caught trying to appeal to a mainstream that is becoming a trickle. For the last 100 years, modern culture has been all about the creative tension between high and low, trash and art. At the moment, nobody milks this tension more neatly than HBO. It can offer both a high-toned production like Angels in America and a lucrative franchise like Real Sex, a series so nudie and smirky that just watching 2 minutes makes me want to join the nearest monastery. HBO's best serials bring the high and low together at the same time. They're great works of popular culture. They capture the crazy quilt texture of contemporary life, where gangsters dream of getting into the movies, cops know that nobody's quite clean, families share the same house but live in voluminous solitude, and women talk about sex more frankly than men. At a time when storytelling seems like a lost art, HBO has taught America to say, bada bing.
John Powers writes the column On for LA Weekly and is the author of the book Sore Winners, which will be published next week.